you, as I heard I tell you, to those, tell me them who come on Thursday nights, and I put out in the start, to play music for us, and to play and to sing with us. And I wanted this tonight's Dvar Torah is dedicated in honor of those Talmidim, and you'll see why. It's a big kasha, the kasha is that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, Bayaras Egel, he sees the Egel and the Mechaylois, the Egel and the dancing, and he is Vayichar Ach Moshe. He becomes infuriated. A kas de kedusha, an appropriate fury, seeing the Egel. Vayashleich miyadav es haluchas, and he throws down the luchas. When you read this pasuk, it sounds very much like Moshe was shocked by what he saw. Moshe came down, and he saw the Egel, and he was furious, and he threw the luchas down. The problem with saying that is that he already knew there was an Egel down there. When he was still on Har Sinai, in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Lech Reid, go down, ki shiches amcha, because your nation has become destructive. Asu lahem egel maseicha. God told him that there was an egel down there. Asu lahem egel maseicha. And Hashem described to him that they're pointing to the egel and they're saying, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, Hashem Elucha Me'eretz Yisrael, this is your God, Klal Yisrael. So was there any shock? Moshe Rabbeinu, after hearing that, what did he do? He picked up the luchas with the intention of bringing them down. Then he comes down and he sees there's an egel. Then he knew it's there. He knew it already. So why did he throw down the luchas? Me'ikara ma'ikasava or l'besayf ma'ikasava? What did he think originally and what did he think now? Good question. Answer starts in Parshas Bereishis and it ends in Sepharno. I said over this Dvar Torah twice this week without the Parshas Bereishis part. I'm saving that for this item. Okay? And as part of it you might recognize, I find that it's always special when we take things that we said and we connect it and hook it in to show other links to the same idea to the same Dvar Torah. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that describes, I believe, the two wives of two Hokayim, maybe, forget the names. And one of them, it says, gave birth to two sons. And one of the sons was Yuval. And it says that about him, that he was Avi Kol Toifes Kidar Ve'uga. He was the father of all who grab on to instruments, to musical instruments. Kinar, harp, Ve'uga, also another instrument. Kinar Ve'uga. He was the father of all those who hold on to instruments, all those who play instruments. Says Rashi, it's not a good thing. Says Rashi, he was Avikol Taifes Kinar Ve'ugav La'avoy Dezara. He was the first person to have the chutzpah to take musical instruments and to use them in the service of Avoy Dezara. Because there's a tremendous power in music. The joy that music brings, the connection, the chibur that music brings is very, very, very powerful. That's why it's one of our main tools that we use in our Avodas Hashem. And this person, due to the chait of Adam Arishon, which allowed things to be pulled away from the world of Kedusha and brought into the world of Tumah, he introduced a horror. He introduced the most destructive of things. And that is that it's possible to use music in the pursuit of an Aveira. To rejoice, to sing, to dance, to play instruments in the pursuit of an Aveira. It was a new low for humanity. In fact, Avi called Teifes, like Teifes Lebal Chayv, Avi called Teifes, he grabbed it. It doesn't say that he played it, Josh. It says that he grabbed it. Who was he grabbing it from? He was grabbing it from us. His music is preserving a Kodesh Baruch. And this Russia took music, took instruments, and he grabbed it away to play for Tumah. What a horror. The beginning of the tikkun for this, the beginning of the ability to restore music where it belongs was the songs by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Klal Yisrael sang by Kriyas Yamsuf, the great Shira of Shira Sayam. So Klal Yisrael, in a certain sense, took back the Kayach of Shira for Kedusha. My Rosh Hashiva, who's in America right now, Rabbi Yonason David, he told us once at the Vart of the Talmud in the Yeshiva, he told us that that's what it means when it says Batikach Miriam es ha-toif biyada. The toif is another instrument. Miriam took the toif in her hand, Batitzena kol hanashim achareha, and all the women followed after her besupim, u'bimachoylis, they followed after her with instruments, and they said, Oshira l'Hashem ki go'o go'o. He says, Miriam took the toif in her hand. That's not the way you say she played an instrument. Why does it say, Batizamer Miriam batoif? Wouldn't that be more appropriate? She played with an instrument. It doesn't say that. It says Miriam took the toif with her hand. He said Miriam was taking music back to Kedusha. Yuval took it away from Kedusha, and Miriam was saying, no, the buck stops here. True simcha, true music, true shira, true zimra, that's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tikach Miriam es ha-toif biyada. She took back the power. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him a tragedy has taken place. Klal Yisrael made an egel. Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, take a look at the Sfarno, this week's parasha, take a look at it. Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself, Avodah Zarah, what's Avodah Zarah a threat to the power of a Yid? Moshe Rabbeinu is the man who believes in us, right? He's the man who believes in us. He fights for us. He believes in the power of a Jew. He believes in the power of what lies inside of us. And he's not willing to give up. And he said, I am going to go down there. I will bring them back to Tshuva. We will fix this. And he takes the luchas. Because we can fix this. Klal Yisrael did an Aveira. Okay, they did an Aveira. We can fix this. And Moshe Rabbeinu went down. It doesn't say Vayar es ha'egel v'yichar af Moshe. It says Vayar es ha'egel v'es ha'mechaylois v'yichar af Moshe. He saw the egel, and depending on how you learn Shai, either the dancing or the instrument. A machel is either a dance or an instrument. Moshe Ben broke the lines. They're singing with the Avodah Zarah. They're dancing with the Avodah Zarah. This I can't fight. This is not something I can fight. And Moshe throws the luchas down. Because even though Miriam had taken back music, but in this Aveira, Klal Yisrael had once again followed in the footsteps, not of Miriam Hanaviyah, but of Yuval, and they used music in the pursuit of Avodah Zarah. And that Moshe Rabbeinu felt like he couldn't fight. And that's what brought about the tragedy of the broken luchas. The Shivra Luchas. Amida Taiva Meruba. We see that power of music to corrupt, but we have to use the power of joy, the power of singing, the power of instruments, the power of our Talmidim who take precious time and Kayach to make it Levedikir. and to give us mechaylos, so that it's not the egel that we play with mechaylos, but it's the Torah itself that we accompany with mechaylos. Because if the egel without mechaylos is salvable, but with mechaylos it's unsalvable, so the Torah without mechaylos is powerful, but Torah with mechaylos is unstoppable. When we live a life of learning Torah and we do it dry and stale, it's still Torah. It's still so full. It's still our neshama gets such a tiny from it. Even dry Torah, our neshama gets tiny from it. We may not on the outside feel it, but it's life itself. But if we could take our divrei Torah, we could take our serving Hashem, and we could sing with it, and we could dance with it, and we could laugh. Did you ever laugh from a good svara? Did you ever hear a svara that was so good that you just started laughing? That's my bracha to all of you. You should know that feeling of just like giggling, of learning an achrein, and it's like an unsalvable stira in Rambam's. It's just impossible. It's so impossible that you already start to think, I'm going to investigate the gear size. There must be some mistake. It's an impossible stira. And then someone, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, or the Rav Isser Zalman and Eben HaOzel, or the Or Sameach, or somebody says a pshat, and you're reading it, and you're like, I can't, this is incredible. And then just a laugh bursts out of you. The mechaylos come out, the joy, the laughter, the music. You know, people hum when they're learning Gemara, people sing songs when they're learning. Okay, it's a big kasha if you really could be learning while you're actually singing a song. In Yeshiva, we used to declare about that a lot. Like the people that are sitting over the Gemara and singing songs, where is their brain really? We used to think about that. But ultimately, but you have to ask yourself this question. I want to give you a mashal. I'm sitting here going like this, okay? I really should sit there and sit still when I'm speaking. But it's hard to resist the urge to do this, okay? I don't know if any of you have ever watched secular speeches, okay? But if you watch secular people's speech, they don't go like this. Okay? When a senator gets up on the Senate floor, he's not like back and forth over his shtender. He's not doing that. But when the Rosh Hashiva gets up in front of his shtender, you ever see how he bounces around? What's the pshat? What is the pshat? What is kind of, like Jewish ADD that we have? What is the pshat? Pshat is that when we experience Torah for the first time, and Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Yetzeisicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, Vayar Ha'om, the nation saw, Vayonu'u, and they moved. It shook us. Kol Atzmaisai Toimarna, we're shaking. Because that's what Torah does to us. It fills us, it shakes us, it controls. And we get used to that. Then even when I talk about anything, I'm chuckling, because I'm used to that. Kol Atzmaisai Toimarna, we're used to the power that Torah has inside of us. And the reason why, no matter what, however you want to define it, but the reason why you'll see a person, it could be Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, no matter what it is, where you go, anywhere in the world, people sit down in front of a Gemara, they start humming. Not everyone, not everyone's like that. It's not a kasha if you don't hum in front of the Gemara, but it's an oddity. I go to, you know, I don't have time anymore, but back in the day, when I was in Waterbury, so every once in a while I needed to hide, I found a place to hide. There's a city right next to Waterbury. It's 10 minutes away. It's called Southbury. A little bit close. Where we are by the retreat. Right by the retreat. So that town that we go to for the retreat has a beautiful library. There's armchairs and a fireplace. And I'm a reader, a shtickle. So every once in a while, when I need some time alone, I would tell my wife, I'm going to the library. I would go drive to the library. I would sit down. I'm taking my break. And there's more elderly population Southbury. And I would go to the library, and sometimes, every once in a while, unfortunately, I would meet someone I know, but I try to avoid that. And sometimes, I would be in the library, I'd be the youngest guy there. You know, like these older women and men are sitting around and they're reading the paper and the, you know, whatever, the large type books, you know. I never heard a song. I went to the library dozens of times. You ever heard a song in the library? There's this one sitting going, na 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 ni, na 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 na. Turn the page of Tom Clancy, na na na. You ever hear that? No such a thing. Because the music is not bursting forth from that. But we walk into any Beis Medrash in the world, you will hear tumult, you will hear noise, you will see moving back and forth and shuckling, and you will hear people humming and singing. True or not true? Because the Klal Yisrael, Vayitikach Miriam, as a taif biyada, is Torah is accompanied by Mechilas. And that's why I'm so grateful that we had this chance. And last Thursday night, Rosh Hashiva and I did a mishmar in Mevaseret. And we told them we wanted special food and everything because it was Purim Kadosh. And we danced with the guys and everything, but there were no instruments. It's a special thing that we have. And it was very, very, very nice. It was very special, special to be there. And I always find myself overwhelmed and moved to be with the Rosh Hashiva anywhere. But I missed being by this table right here with you, with these guys behind me. I missed it because we have something special. We have Mechilas here every Thursday night. And they're valuable. They're as valuable as anything. I won't even give you some things on the interesting. Did you notice that in music, there's a low part. In Jewish songs have a certain model. Sometimes people find Jewish music boring because there's a certain predictability to it. Okay, I understand that struggle. But the standard Jewish song has a certain model to it. Low part, high part, high part. Low part, high part, high part. Sometimes it's creative songs that have low part, middle part, high part, high part. Right? True? That's the model. My Yeshiva once explained to us that we do the low part twice because we're not ready for the high part until we do the low part twice. And when he said that to me, I was like, wow, you really do music for real. This is a real thing. Like, this is alive to you. This is a process. This is a mahal, this is something spiritual to you. The high part is really like the aliyah of the song. So we sang Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Many of you, the guys here, know the guy who made up the song, who composed the song. Okay, I mean, the words of the song are Gemara and Velakam. Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Water means Torah. When we say water, it means Torah. And we do that twice, low. You know, the low part. Water is Torah. Water is Torah. Shenemar. Ooh, then it gets higher, we get to the higher part. Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water. That's really the next level, right? Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water. And by the way, everyone is thirsty. Go to the water. And then if you notice, and I did it once, but it's a common thing that we do when we sing, we do the high part twice, and then we continue the high part without words. You ever notice that? What happened? Forgot the words? You know why? Because then we shtay to the point that we can leave the words behind. And it's just the music. The music is the highest of all. That's our Rabbi Yisrael Shem. Rabbi said, take this with you and go through this Shabbos. You want to do the opposite of the Egel this Shabbos? Enjoy serving Hashem. Daven with Gishmak. Find the Gishmak. We forget sometimes to find the Gishmak, to appreciate what's enjoyable. When you're davening, appreciate the people you have the schus to daven with. When you sit by a Shabbos table, sing zmiris. And appreciate the guys or the family by the table that you're able to arrain with, and to shmuz with, and the connections that you have. And enjoy the food. Because on Shabbos we're supposed to enjoy the food. And enjoy opening your Gemara after the Suda Friday night. We're opening your Gemara after the Suda Shabbos day. And enjoy the fact that you're one of the few people in this world, of the billions of people in this world, there's a small group of us that have the key to true Chachma. And that's the Chachma of Gemara. And live the Gemara. And if a song bursts out from you, yeah, that's what I'm sorry. One of the side effects of learning, it happens. You know, if you can't, you know, if you find that you're like tapping your feet or shaking while you're, yeah, it's bursting out of you, I'm sorry. You find that you're shuckling and you don't know why am I doing this? What's going on? Yeah, it's building up inside you. And appreciate it and enjoy it. Instead of Ayaras or Egoges, I'm a Chayles, we should be like that. Hashem should see the Torah and the Mechayles. It should take us home, Be'ezer Hashem. We should be Zaycha to hear Levi'im, Beshiram, Bezimram, Be'ezer Hashem.